What's up, guys? So I've long talked about my disdain towards Netflix, about the fact that a lot of times I spend more time scrolling than I do actually watching content. That's not saying that Netflix doesn't have great content. It does. I love Netflix. I was a subscriber all the way back in the DVD days, and I thought that it was just mind-blowing. But we know that a lot of people have been canceling Netflix, but as of Tuesday, Netflix, they released their earnings, and apparently they gained more than 13 million subscribers in the fourth quarter of 2023. So let's break it down. Welcome to In the Weeds with Dexter Johnson. This is a tech podcast all about you, the listener. My aim is to educate, inform, and most importantly, empower you with the tools that you need to face this ever-changing world of technology. So let's get into it, shall we? All right, guys, so in an article from CNN, that's where I'm getting this information from today. We all knew that it was coming, though, so let's just talk about it. Let's break it down. So Wall Street, you know, the people that say how much money you should be making and how much you should be doing, those clowns that drive companies to do stupid things such as adding ads or making something that they probably shouldn't make and removing the customers' focus out of the way and just putting the focus on making money, those idiots, they said that Netflix would gain around 8.7 million subscribers, but apparently they gained 13. So while Netflix added 1.2 million paid subscribers in the fourth quarter in the U.S., much of the strongest subscriber growth came internationally from Europe and Asia. So now Netflix has a record number of 260.3 million subscribers. So a lot of this has been coming around like the password sharing crackdown and, you know, ad supported tiers. Now, apparently Netflix notes that they're going to be producing more content and, you know, they might need to reposition some things. They might need to bump some prices some more. So first and foremost, in the past year, the company implemented several initiatives aimed at adding subscribers, including a password sharing crackdown that pushed password borrowers into creating their own subscriptions and introducing an advertising supported subscription tier for $6.99. And while this plan is significantly cheaper than Netflix ad free offerings at $6.99 a month, in the U.S., that's absolutely crazy. So in October, Netflix said that it raised the price of its premium ad-free plan to $22.99, with its one-stream basic plan rose to $11.99. So earlier this month, Netflix president of advertising said Netflix's ad tier hit more than 23 million monthly memberships. So they finished 2023 with 12% revenue growth, up 6% from growth in 2022, and they had $8.8 billion for the fourth quarter, but came short of Wall Street's expectations for earnings per share at $2.11. So one of the things that they want to do in 2024, they want to see big opportunities. They want to improve its core TV and film content, and they're broadening its offering into gaming, live entertainment, and sports programming. So we're going to see what the heck happens with Netflix. Ultimately, I'm not liking the pattern that we're going down. I'm not liking the street that we're going down because it's oh so familiar. The houses look the same. The trees look the same. Oh man, that dog that just ran across the street that barely missed getting hit by that car. It looks exactly the same. Why? Because this sounds just like cable. We're headed face first, feet first, body, mind, soul, and spirit first into the same thing that we were trying to escape. And that is cable. With prices rising every year, and then here's the thing. You guys just keep paying for this crap. We just keep paying for these things. These companies make more and more and more and seemingly give us less and less and less with more restrictions. Hey, it is what it is. I'm just pointing out the facts for you guys. But either way, what do you guys think of Netflix's growth? I'm a little bullish because I just don't feel like this is the way to go. They keep raising prices. They keep doing things that I feel like are consumer unfriendly. It's not consumer super duper unfriendly, but it's on a scale from 1 to 10, it's at a 4. It's definitely at a 4. So what do you guys say? Do you guys have Netflix? Let me know. Hit me up on Mastodon. Start a conversation anywhere. Be sure to rate the podcast. And until next time, Dexter Johnson, checking out. Thank you for listening to another episode of In the Weeds with Dexter Johnson. I'm hoping you're coming away more empowered, educated, and enthralled in the technological world. Be sure to tell a friend, share this episode, and follow me on Twitter at Dexter_Johnson. And most importantly, stay tuned for future episodes. Until next time.